Listening Library presents A Wrinkle in Time, read for you by the author, Madeline L'Engle.
Hello, this is Madeline L'Engle. I'm going to be reading A Wrinkle in Time to you. It's a book that almost never got published. I'd already had half a dozen books published, but this was a very different one, and nobody knew quite what it was or who it was for. And the general feeling was that it was much too hard for children. Well, my kids were 7, 10, and 12 while I was writing it, and at night I'd read them what I'd written during the day, and they'd say, "Oh, Mother, go back to the typewriter." So I knew kids could understand it. The problem is it's not too difficult for kids, it's too difficult for grown-ups. Too many grown-ups tend to put themselves into little rooms with windows that don't open and doors that are locked. And they want to close themselves off from any new ideas. And you're ready and open for new ideas and new things and new places and new excitements. So I hope you'll enjoy this book. I had a wonderful time writing it. A Wrinkle in Time, Chapter 1, Mrs. What's-It. It was a dark and stormy night. In her attic bedroom, Margaret Murray, wrapped in an old patchwork quilt, sat on the foot of her bed and watched the trees tossing in the frenzied lashing of the wind. Behind the trees, clouds scudded frantically across the sky. Every few moments, the moon ripped through them, creating wraith-like shadows that raced along the ground. The house shook. Wrapped in her quilt, Meg shook. She wasn't usually afraid of weather. It's not just the weather, she thought. It's the weather on top of everything else, on top of me, on top of Meg Murray doing everything wrong. School.